This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
No, it was going up and down. It was a roller coaster yesterday. It was
absolutely very emotional.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm allowed to be who I am because I am me and I'm not Casey Musgraves.
There was a lot of yelling.
Yeah, well, you know what? Sometimes you just got to yell. And you know what? I love when this bloke yells a lot, and I've seen him yell a lot in his time. Clancy Overall here from the Batuta Advocate. Welcome back to this Fresh Out Friday, mate. How are you?
Thanks for having me, you lot.
No, look, it's never a chore. It's always a blessing to have you on the show because obviously everything you bring to our station and all the news is so legit that we just appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, treasure.
Oh, stop calling me that.
You're making him blush, you little rascal.
All right, Clancy, strap yourself in. Let's kick it off. Big game on Wednesday. Well, not so much for Queensland, but for a bit of hoorah biffing in the game. One of your headlines, Big Tino provides the Australian public with helpful insight into how they get down in Gympie.
Yeah, mate, it could have been the Phoenix Hotel, could have been at the Royal Hotel. Oh. Big Tino was out there, down there at ANZ in Sydney, and he was showing them what happens in Gympie.
Yep.
You know, the big, Big Tino, they call him. He's got a last name, but it's a bit too hard for a lot of the commentators. So Big Tino, I'll call him that as well. And, yeah, he let a couple fly, mate. I felt like it was 1995. It was pretty exciting stuff.
Well, with that mullet, mate, he's really taken it back, definitely. And can cock a punch back and throw it. Like, he looked good. I mean, there's a lot of heavyweights in that team, but he looked the goods on that night, didn't he?
Well, you know, mate, it's, to see Payne Haas and Big Tino go up against each other was really interesting because I think this might be the first generation of, Samoan kids that grew up in the bush.
You're so probably right.
Yeah, we've got Maitland versus Gympie, mate. That was really something else. They're a bit different, you know. They're a bit different, you know.
Built different.
You're a bit the same. You're a rural islander, mate.
Yep.
A bit tougher than the rest.
Well, look, when I hit, I don't miss. That's what I say in my family, and that's just the way we do it, mate. But look, it's always love here on 98.9, and for all you kids listening out there, don't always believe what you read. Believe what you read, Tari.
Well, Bill Shorten's thinking that maybe his campaign wasn't hopeless in 2016 and 2019.
Oh.
Yeah, mate, he's taking advice from Donald Trump. He might call a recount in those two elections. Who knows?
Please.
I'd like to see that happen, actually.
Yeah, we ran that story. A lot of people were saying, well, if we do that, then that might deprive them of their favourite Batuta headline story ever, which was, when ScoMo won the election in 2019, the headline was, "The Night Watchman Finishes the Day Not Out."
Oh, mate, you never cease to amaze us when you come on here. And I just, every Friday, I really look forward to talking to you. Thank you for what you bring. I've got another one. I've definitely got another one. This one just resonates with me. This honestly does.
Why did they say you too?
No, you know why? Because I have a Lebanese barber, one, and this just stands out a lot. Lebanese barber swears to God, mate, you should have seen the tats on that bloke we just had in here.
Yeah, mate, that's happened down at the local Lebanese barber in Batuta's Flight Path District today. We had old mate Ellie Curry, his name is Ellie Curry. He reckons, mate, this bloke, you should have seen him, mate. Next hand. Mate, he had tats everywhere. Then, of course, the barbershop spent the next half hour speculating what motorcycle club he could have been a part of.
You know what? Clancy, I just come from my barbershop, and there was no lie, Tari, there was a big... there's a big tattered man in there that walked out after me, and this is just too much of a coincidence.
Yeah, mate, that's just how it is, mate.
It is.
It's happening in Batuta, it's happening in Brisbane.
It's happening everywhere.
Oh, I've got a headache from laughing.
Scotty feels the need to explain to women that they should stop complaining about the price of tampons because they're a luxury item.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, mate, it's a clanging week for the Prime Minister. It started, of course, when his Anne Rushton, one of his colleagues, was asked in front of him what her experiences were like in Parliament House as a woman, if she agreed with the news stories that the men were behaving like chauvinist pigs in, in Parliament. And before she could answer it, Scotty jumped in on top and said, look, in my experience, which, you know, isn't a good look for any bloke. As you know, Gerald, in a female-dominated workplace down there in 1989, yeah. Bite your tongue, mate. It's not the question wasn't asked towards you.
No. Well, it's not that we dominate the place. Like, in numbers, we will just...
No, you dominate. No, you dominate. You definitely do.
Music selection, too, though. I've been loving that Sammy White. Anyway... yeah, no, and he's made a few gaffes this week. You know, Scotty from marketing is now Scotty the interrupter.
Oh, my gosh. Clancy Overall, you never cease to amaze us. Coming on from Batuta Advocate. Look, mate, I'd like to have you on every day, but that means you've got to work harder, so we'll keep it to Friday. You keep doing your thing, and we'll talk to you again next Friday, next Fresh Friday. Thank you for joining us, mate. It's always a pleasure, never a chore.
Thank you for having me.
See you, mate.